My daughter really became the center of my world. Everything evolved around her. I never thought Suzanne would develop a disease. And when it did happen, I realized how lucky I had been up until that moment.
Have you looked around? Have you heard the sound? Mama's crying.
I was in the hospital for colon cancer.
Or do you turn away?
And on Wednesday, they came in and they informed me that Susie had a disease called neuroblastoma. I said, oh, thank goodness. I was afraid she had leukemia.
In these darkest days.
And the doctor looked me right in the eye and he said, Jack, I wish she had leukemia.
That it's too late. You gotta get down on your knees, believe. Fold your hands and beg and plead.
And then we found out my wife had breast cancer. For about 3 months, two out of the three of us were in the hospital at any one time.
You gotta cry, rain, tears of pain. Pound the floor and scream his name. Cause we're still worth saving.
Silas said, you know, I'm glad I have cancer. And I said, why? Because of all this chemotherapy that I've been on. Look how many lives I've saved.
Gotta give this world back to God.
He said, if this is the purpose that God wants for me on earth, I'm willing to fulfill it.
For 2 years, Susie was in remission, and then it came back. My wife and I are devastated.
Have you lost a love?
Our only child.
Do you feel like giving up? Has your heart been broken?
The center of our universe, and there's nothing we can do.
Are your kids okay? Will they come home safe? Do you lie there hoping? You can make a wish.
You think, how do I live?
You can knock on wood.
Never having those arms of your child being wrapped around you again.
You gotta get down on your knees, believe. Fold your hands and beg and plead. You gotta keep on praying.
I think back of Suzanne, and I remember carrying her into the house for the first time.
You gotta cry, rain, tears of pain. Pound the floor and scream his name.
I remember holding her and having her in my arms and coming through the house and saying, welcome to the world. And then almost 12 years later, I carried her out of that house. And I could only think of all those things she didn't get to do.
Gotta give this world back to God.
There's a hole in my heart. And there are certain days when I'm watching other children, I can hear the wind blow through that hole.
He passed away on April 13th. We were holding hands.
You gotta get down on your knees, believe. Fold your hands and beg and plead. You gotta keep on praying.
Makes you grateful for the times that you've had.
You gotta cry, rain, tears of pain. Pound the floor and scream his name. Cause we're still worth saving.
I'm always going to feel that way.
Can't go on like this, live like this. We can't love like this. You can hope the best, make a wish. The only answer is to give this world back to God.
My son would have never lived for 6.5 years without the support of St. Jude, the knowledge of St. Jude. His life was because of St. Jude. Silas had so much chemotherapy that was phase one studies that no one else had tried yet. And here it is, 4 years down the road from his first one, and they're using it now for a treatment plan.
St. Jude helped me enjoy those extra years with my daughter that I just wouldn't have had. They would have been robbed from me if it hadn't been for the research.
He's seen his angels. I said, really, Silas? I said, how many angels do you see? He said, there's one behind you and three above us. And I said, well, can you describe them to me? And he goes, they look like you.